And this is Tate Servants coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update's brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin. Hands down, the best electricians around. As well as McBoove's Laundromat in Elkton, offering self-serve laundry. Or call 989-551-5192 to schedule your drop-off service today for only $1.50 a pound. And a Huron County court case is on hold after the defendant failed to appear for a scheduled plea and sentencing hearing. Defense attorney Michael Morawski told Judge Ferris he is been unable to contact his client, Tia Michelle Schertz, despite multiple attempts. The prosecution highlighted the defendant's previous appearance on June 18th, where she appeared via Zoom, changed her mind regarding a plea, and displayed erratic behavior that resulted in the withdrawal of her former attorney, Dallas Rooney. Judge Ferris declined a request for a 48-hour adjournment, opting instead to issue a show cause order to all parties. And another district court case today concluded with a defendant waiving her right to a preliminary examination on child abuse charges. Judge Ferris accepted a report from the Center of Forensic Psychiatry, which found the defendant, Heather Ann Losey, competent to stand trial. Following that finding, Losey confirmed she understood her rights and voluntarily waived the preliminary examination. A hearing where the prosecution would have been required to establish probable cause for the two counts of second-degree child abuse that she faces. The court ordered that Losey's bond remain as previously set. She has been bound over to circuit court for an arraignment, which is now scheduled for August 24th, 2026 at 9 a.m. And a 75-year-old Huron County man has been sentenced following a no-contest plea for impaired driving. Thomas Ernest Meinhold appeared before Judge Ferris today to resolve charges stemming from a May 23rd incident in Verona Township. Deputies discovered Meinhold's vehicle in a water-filled ditch near Nugent Road and Thompson Drive. Authorities report that Meinhold failed field sobriety tests and a subsequent blood draw confirmed a blood alcohol level of 0.093. Officers also recovered open containers of alcohol from the vehicle. Meinhold pleaded no contest to operating while visibly impaired and having open intoxicants in a vehicle. Judge Ferris sentenced him to 9 months of probation and 1 day in jail, with credit for 1 day already served. Terms of his probation include random drug and alcohol screenings and the completion of an alcohol awareness program by September 30th. Meinhold is required to pay $1,385 in total fines and cost. And we will be right back with your national news after this message from our sponsor, Zimmerman & Sons Electric.
When you lose power, you lose it all. No lights, no heat or air conditioning, no refrigeration. Your well, sub pump, and medical devices won't work. This is Jack Zimmerman. With a standby generator from Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon, you won't miss a beat. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. They automatically go on when the lights go out.
Standby generators are affordable and we have financing plans available. We can also maintain your current system. Regular maintenance and options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family owned for over 42 years. For a free quote, call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
And we're back with your national news. American gas stations and domestic energy suppliers are monitoring a steep surge in wholesale oil prices, with West Texas Intermediate jumping over 5% to clear $74 a barrel. The sharp spike comes on the heels of major geopolitical fractures overseas, causing sudden friction in global energy distribution networks. Energy analysts predict the wholesale jump will hit consumer pumps within the next 48 hours, potentially raising regular fuel prices across the country. Independent truckers and regional logistics firms are already adjusting fuel surcharges, stoking fears that prolonged maritime energy gridlocks could drive up the cost of over-the-road freight and grocery deliveries by the next week. And major maritime hubs across the American Gulf Coast have quietly initiated elevated security protocols to safeguard incoming commercial freight and fuel tankers. Port authorities cite a need for hypervigilance regarding automated logistics systems and deep-water terminal infrastructure amidst global shipping concerns. The enhanced safety measures involved increased Coast Guard patrols and rigorous digital screening of automated cargo manifests. While terminal directors emphasize that domestic port operations are running smoothly without any physical delays, their proactive defense posture highlights growing domestic anxieties over safeguarding vital supply chain bottlenecks. And we'll be right back with your international news after this message from Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
Call Bresky Siding and Building Repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 999-529-8167.
That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
We are back with your international news. In a major foreign policy realignment, the U.S. administration has formally notified Congress of its intent to rescind Syria's long-standing designation as a state sponsor of terrorism. The official announcement follows a high-stakes face-to-face meeting between President Trump and Syria's new president, held on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Ankara. The formal notification triggers a mandatory 45-day congressional pre-notification review period before the terrorism listing can be legally dissolved. State Department officials described the move as a historic opportunity to jumpstart economic normalization and provide the war-torn Syrian population with a viable path towards regional rebuilding and international trade. And French politics have been upended after prominent far-right figure Marine Le Pen officially declared her candidacy for the upcoming presidential election. The announcement came just hours after a high court upheld an embezzlement conviction against her, but controversially lifted a previous judicial ban that would have barred her from holding public office. The judicial ruling sparked immediate political friction across Paris, with centrist and left-wing coalitions warning that her inclusion on the ballot threatens democratic norms. Le Pen's campaign is moving full steam ahead, utilizing the legal battle to rally her nationalist base around a platform focused on strict border controls and sweeping economic protectionism. And we'll be right back after this message from McBoove's Laundromat.
I'm here with Mark at McBoove's Laundromat in Elkton. Tell me a little bit about your business.
We're located on the corner of North Main and Brown Street in Elkton. Our self-serve side is open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. We also offer drop-off service by appointment. Call 989-551-5192. I typically can respond within 10 minutes of your phone call if you want to drop off.
Can your machines handle large items such as comforter sets or soft rugs?
Yes, we have specialized machines that can handle those large items. Don't risk damaging your household machines when you can bring it to us.
I thought the laundromat was open 24/7.
Well, it was, but to better serve our customers, we needed to designate hours. Unfortunately, we had some problems. We want our loyal patrons to have the best experience possible.
Wow, all these changes sound wonderful. It's been over a year since you guys took over. Do you like it?
We absolutely love it. Running a business is hard work. Unfortunately, we've had to deal with a few problems here and there, but overall, it's been amazing. I am so thankful for the community and the customers that support us daily.
That's McBoove's Laundromat in Elkton, offering wash, dry, fold service for only $1.50 per pound, and self-service side open every day from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Everybody's got dirty laundry. Bring it here.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.